This is the M Zone.
And welcome to this M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. And you know what? There's a lot of frustration around on Saturday. A lot of people frustrated with the inability of the offensive line, some of the things. But you know what? Folks, the other people have a football team too. They may not be at the caliber of Michigan, but they did stack the box. We didn't get the running game going. Hey, who knew about Caron Higdon sitting out the game? Well, I didn't know he was going to sit out the game. I didn't hear about him getting hurt, but obviously there was a game time decision. He decided not to work, but got a chance to see True Wilson play. I thought True played really well. We got to check on Chris Evans. Chris Evans was grabbing that hamstring late in that third quarter. So we got to keep an eye on that. So kind of beat up in the running back position. And you know what? It's an old theory. You beat up on your opponents as much as you can. But I think SMU came in and was determined not to let Michigan run the ball on them. They stacked the box and we were running into players. That being said, Coach Harbaugh opened up the playbook a little bit and decided to go over the top, and it seemed to work. So, you know, adjustments were made and things were taken care of, and you had a pretty good win, 45-20. I mean, it wasn't as glorious as everybody thought. Everybody thought it was going to be a blowout. Not going to happen. The Big Ten had problems all week. If you look at the scores around the Big Ten, as well as that that Wisconsin game against BYU, Nebraska game versus Troy. Do you think Nebraska was looking ahead a little bit? I don't know. But they seem to not bring out that.
Well, first off, I don't think Troy, I think they're a little undersold in the past two seasons.
Yeah, I get
They've beaten LSU
right
in Baton Rouge and Nebraska in Lincoln.
Yeah.
I mean, those are...
And I'm not trying to take anything away from Troy.
I know, Jamie. It's an embarrassing loss for the Big Ten.
Right.
For our conference, you know, it's a tough loss for them. It doesn't make us look very good. And like in a weekend where, like you said, the Big Ten lost seven games.
Yeah.
Right. Non-conference, non-ranked opponents, where that happened a total of seven times last season.
I mean,
it happened in one weekend this year. Jeff.
I and to all you SEC fans out there that
apart.
Are tearing me apart, that are ripping the Big Ten apart, I bow down to you now. Your conference is the best conference.
Told you, gotta beat.
Gotta
beat the champ to beat the champ.
Look, I'm gonna give it to you because you know what, Big Ten is not in your class right now. They were. I said right now.
Right now.
I did say
and
right
again,
now.
We've got a lot of times. But yeah, Jamie, it was a tough weekend for the Big Ten. You know, the game, a lot of people weren't exactly the happiest walking out of the Big House here on Saturday.
I don't know why. It's a victory. You won the game.
It's a three-touchdown victory.
Right. Why are you mad about anything?
When you see so many other teams, losing, and again, what has most people's strife been with this team for the last year and a half?
Or longer. It's the offensive line.
Well, just the offense in general, the inability to put up points. Put up 45 on Saturday.
Right. Well, so they put up 40. They put up. Sorry. The defense gave you a touchdown, too. So
Metellus helped out.
Right.
But again, Donovan Peoples-Jones had his breakout game, had three receiving touchdowns. Somebody that we've been waiting to get going. Again, Shea has looked efficient these past two games. I heard when we came in to do the Sunday morning playground, heard some people calling in and complaining about the offensive line, and I said, listen, we are making progressions, and that's going to be a work in progress all season. But to me, I mean, again, that defensive line, we're playing a team SMU, which, again, they have some talented players on their team. But to give up the amount of yards and the amount of points that we did, you know, I watch some other teams around the country, and if we're supposed to be that best defensive line, one of the best defenses in the country, Jamie, do you think we should be giving up the plays that we did?
Here's the thing. You got young defensive backs that are in the game that things are going to be called, and there was a lot of MAs out there. That's missed assignments. So if you watch the game, you will see a lot of MAs. That Don Brown will get cleaned up, that he's gotten cleaned up before, that people have complained about 2 years ago, last year, and you have a right to complain about this year. But you've got to start cleaning these up. This defense is known for giving up big plays because they take big chances. So you're going to get big plays. If you watch the first touchdown, you had two defensive backs going to the inside man. Somebody needed to take the inside man. Somebody's got to take the outside man. You can turn around and say, you got outside, I got inside. That's easy, but it didn't happen. So man runs right scot-free. The quarterback sees him. It's a touchdown. Look, it's football. Look, you can draw it up as much as you want. And we can sit here and complain about it. I get it. And yeah, does it upset me? Sure it does. Was I upset when I was watching that play and said, what the hell happened? Sure I did. But once I saw it, I got to move on. We got to get to the next play. Now, as far as officiating, that was the worst officiated game in a long time that I saw. But that's part of the game.
It happens.
You're going to get some of that. I hope that we don't get that the rest of the year, but it's going to happen. And you just go with it. The game got longer because the officials were involved. Whenever you get officials involved and they're trying to call it on both sides, and I'm looking like, wow. But look, it was a long game, drawn out. But look, there were some positives, but there were negatives too. Lots of negatives. But that's good because you can take that film and you can teach on it. You can teach on it as much as you want. They can break it down all sorts of ways. It's great film for the offensive line. Great film for the defensive backs. Great for the linebackers. Linebackers were out of whack. It was great for the running backs. We missed a lot of blitzes that the running backs should have picked up. Coming straight up the middle, knocking shade to the ground. Wow. You got to make that play. You see that man coming. Can't just jump at his feet. You got to knock him out. That's a knockout blow. He can't see you coming. Behind them big offensive linemen, you just peek out or cut the mess out of them. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen, but positives, tight ends got involved. And that was big when you have tight ends getting involved. So, I mean, I was frustrated, but then I went back and I watched the game three times. Not four, but three times.
Just three?
Just three this time. And I saw things. I saw what Coach Harbaugh was thinking about, was talking about. I saw some things that I saw myself today that I'm like, oh, I knew that was happening. I saw some good running in there. Hard running. I saw some good traps. I saw some running backs that weren't running with their linemen. And when their linemen hook somebody, yeah, I get to the outside. You can't be determined that. You can't predetermine where it's going to be. You got to go where the butt goes.
Where that butt tells you.
If that buck swung to the outside.
On the outside. You got to hit outside.
Get to the outside.
Yep.
You got to. But, I mean, like I said, overall, you got a victory. And you got to sing the victories. I mean, the victors. And I felt good about it. And I think we're going to hear from Coach Harbaugh. We're going to listen to his press conference. And so let's hear what he has to say on Monday.
Jim, through the first three games, Shea's been incredibly efficient as far as completion percentage. Can he keep up that kind of clip? And I guess what is leading to his efficiency?
Accuracy, really. He's seeing the field really good. He's making really good decisions. Receivers are helping out a lot. Zach Gentry was kind of broke things open for us. Getting in the seam route, and Donovan had another monster game. Everybody's running good routes for him and catching the ball. He's getting out of trouble and creating plays when sometimes there isn't one to be there. He's playing the position really well. And then, you know, making the throws when they present themselves. He's hitting them, he's hitting the short ones, he's hitting the intermediate ones, he's hitting the deep ones. So, you know, good quarterback play.
Stay on the left here, Chris.
Coach, just your thoughts on the targeting call and Kareem's play.
Well, my thought on that is I don't know, are we going down that road of we're going to review every play that's now in the box, you know, in that box area? I mean, running backs are going to be going through there. They're going to be lowering their head, and defenders are battled to see who can get lower. And when you have a runner versus a tackler, so interesting. It wasn't called on the field. It came from the booth. That's a seems like a really high level of scrutiny to be placing on a play in the between the tackles. That's my thought.
Stay on your left, Larry.
Coach, talking about how pivotal that moment was where you got the fourth down and then a flag on them and then you hit for a touchdown there in the second quarter. Kind of how pivotal that little moment was in the game, do you think?
Which one was it?
The fourth down one. Got it. Middle of
the
field.
Were we were on offense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Right at midfield. We went for it on fourth down and picked it up and then converted the points. I think, you know, that was good. I think we did a really good job on fourth down today. 3 for 3 on our fourth down conversions. Kept drives alive. And the offense was able to stay in rhythm, stay with the momentum. They had been creating, and consecutive drives again that led to points was another real positive.
Back left, Dan.
What are the statuses of Karan Higdon and Chris Evans?
Karan was a game time decision. He just didn't feel like he could go, and then Chris, we'll see how what the situation is exactly, if there was some kind of strain or if there was a cramp.
Do you expect both of them next week, or how does the running back position shake out?
We'll see. Really look forward to a great week of practice with our football team. I mean, we're getting closer to being good, really good, and but we're still not quite there yet, and see improvements to be made. Really looking forward to a great week this week of preparation.
Right next to him, Lojo.
Jim, kind of a follow-up to that. Now that you're through the non-conference, did you feel like you got done what you wanted to get done and saw progress where you needed to see progress? Do you feel good about that going into the Big Ten season now?
It's always a process, but definitely seeing progress. So that's. And there's more to be had, and can't wait to attack it this week. But good, good to come off a hard fought, good win, and keep going.
Left front, John.
Coach, John Brown's defense led the nation a year ago in getting off the field on third downs. What's the key to getting back towards that level and getting out of those situations?
All 11, really playing at the high level. Our defense does it as good as anybody in the country. So I'm, like I said, I think that progress has been made. We're getting better, and want to keep day by day. You know, better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. That's our approach right now.
Behind Ryan.
What made Proche so difficult to contain for you guys today?
Well, we got outside of our contain a few times. Threw the ball pretty accurately from the pocket. I don't know exactly, how he broke contain each and every time, but that's where he was very effective. Good. It was a hard-fought game. I made plays. He made plays.
Coach, all the way in your back right, Nick.
Jim, we talked to you before, and you just asked more veteran teams about their preparation rhythm for battle rhythm, whatever you call it. Is this team forging that at this point? Is that from where you want it to go, or is it still in the process of being, you know, week by week, day by day, practicing?
Hey, they're really doing well. They really practice well. They practice hard. I mean, really focused group. I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy going out every day to practice with this team and chomping at the bit to get back out there this week. But, a lot of positives about the offensive line. I thought the pass protection was really good today and coming along steadily. Several areas. The receivers are really doing a good job. They're getting separation. They're catching the ball. And there's things we can get better at. And, you know, attacking the ball when it's in the air. And we had the one interception. I thought, you know, there's a great teaching point. You know, can't wait to, you know, to make that one for all of our guys. Just all those little things. Just really excited about you know, getting them coached, getting them practiced, and, you know, continuing out, onward.
The front left player.
Tell about the chemistry Patterson and Peoples Jones have, and particularly on the back shoulder touchdown throw.
Yeah, there was you know, that was a beautiful route, great catch, you know, terrific throw. You know, the post that Donovan ran from the slot, terrific route. It's as much separation as you can get, and a really good lay by Shea, you know, right on the money. Good protection again on that one. Just like he drew it up. You know, that it was a nice play fake. It set that play up. Two or three, at least two runs, maybe three, earlier in the game to set that play up. Well-designed play and well-executed.
Got time for about three.
And then Gentry, too. You know, what a great big target he is. And he broke the big play off at least three times, right, in this game that I can think of. And, so there's things to be excited about. I thought Drew Wilson, you know, took another step in the right direction, you know, being a, you know, really good, solid contributing back. And happy to see Quinn Nordine hit the field goal. You know, that was a big field goal at that point in the game. You know, make it a three-score game. And 43-yarder, somewhere around 45-yarder. That was big. Nice to see that operation come through with a big field goal. So, a lot of things to build off, a lot of things to also improve. And I think our guys know it and are excited about seeing where this can take us.
Left here, Casey.
Jim, talk a little higher for a second.
Yeah, another highlight there, you know, continue to talk about stacking good game after good game. You know, again, if he was over 50 yards, punt again. Second week in a row. That's a real bright spot. Really happy for Will and the whole operation of our punt. Really
good. On the right side here.
And Jim, with the Big Ten teams coming up, what's your mentality going into those games?
They're big games. It really almost counts as two, you know. What you do and what they do, you know, it's one game almost counts as two. So I think our guys are excited about it. I know I am. And but not before we get a great week of preparation in and practice.
Last question, Angelique.
Jim, piggybacking on Chris's question about the targeting, when you see 12 penalties on the stat sheet, how do you evaluate that? I mean, some of the nitpicky calls, I mean, how do you evaluate it?
I thought there was 13. Was it 13?
13, sorry. Yeah. 13, sorry.
You know, we had two on offense, one a holding penalty by True, and then we had a false start by Zach and maybe Jawan. But I mean, that definitely was legit. I didn't see the true penalty. But you just go back and look at him, you evaluate him, and look at the, you know, look at the technique, look at the, you know, what they're being taught, and take each one of them and see where, address them, you know, through coaching, through discipline, and you know, some, you know, there's gonna be a couple. Yeah, I don't agree with them now, and I don't think I'm gonna change my mind when I see the tape, but. Wait until you see that. And we also turn them into the Big Ten office and get their feedback. That helps us address them. So,
which ones did you agree with?
The one with Aiden Hutchinson at the end. That was seemed like a quarterback that's throwing, that's leaning back and throwing it out of bounds. He's going to land on his back. You know. I don't think Aiden drove him, pulled him back, and then drove him down into the ground. And it just was one step away and tackled him. But saw that one pretty clear. But the point is, I mean, you address each of them. You know, I know some of them were penalties, and penalties are hurting us, and that's something we have to clean up and get better at. So you address each of them. Technique that we're using, the discipline that we have, and get them corrected and get them coached and improve.
All right.
Don't want 13 penalties in a game. I don't think anybody does. It's rooting for Michigan. So coach them and get them addressed.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
And that was Coach Jim Harbaugh today at his press conference, concerned about his The penalties in the end, 13 penalties are hurt you big time. And as I said, refereeing, long game, different things. I guess, you know, coach them up and try to get them away from the penalties, the things that happen, and try to do, you know. But again, I had a problem with a lot of penalties. But, I mean, it's probably a good game to have in that type of atmosphere, in that type of game, because you're playing, it was SMU. It's not like you're playing in the Big Ten. As you prepare to get ready for the Big Ten, Nebraska's coming in, and you need to clean all that up before Nebraska gets here. So it's a great opportunity. And as Coach Harbaugh said, you know, you hope your cowbell, meaning Caron Higdon, will be ready to play. And as they say, they're evaluating Chris to make sure where he is. But True Wilson ran well. And I even saw Turner in there running the ball pretty good too. So, you just need to do that. He felt that the offensive line, they did some good things too from a pass blocking situation, different things like that. So, I mean, overall, seemed like he was happy with things, but you know what? In games like this, there are always things you need to fix and shore up. And it's not just on the offense, it's on the defense too. Because you know what? SMU did move the ball. SMU was able to do some things to mix up the defense. So there's some things they need to work on, get ready for this Big Ten opener. We need to go to a break, but when we come back, we got more stuff you love to hear. You're listening to